Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we're going to talk about how to make money blogging. And I have like a really special voice for the podcast today. I'm just realizing as I'm talking, I sound it's very extra stupid. Podcast voicey.
Yeah, no, it's like we're in like a coffee shop or something. Like, hi, welcome
it's soothing to you.
Podcast.
I feel like there's a little gremlin rubbing sandpaper on my throat as
it's
I talk.
Like the no, it's a sexy cold voice. You know what I mean?
It's my sultry podcast voice. Well, okay, listeners, whether you like it or not, deal with it.
We can't talk too long before we get into the actual subject.
Fun fact, guys. I think we got our first one-star review. Somebody didn't like that on the episode that we had a guest on that we chit-chatted, you know, for 5 minutes before we did 40 minutes of killer content. Oh, well.
I listened for the first bit and then they were just talking like they're in a living room. So I bailed. And it's like one of the best copywriters that is on the planet right now just gave like a masterclass on how to write a sales page and you bailed out because you didn't want to hear us talk. So so we're not going to
bring it on, haters.
Fire. Yeah. That's how I can get Mike fired up. Get him all pissed.
No, it's true. I think it's important that before we get into making money blogging, and actually this is relevant. This is very relevant. I think it's important to understand as an entrepreneur, what fuels you and what gets you motivated. And when you're in a partnership to understand that as well, because you have to motivate yourself. This is not a job. You don't have somebody telling you what to do and setting goals for you 24/7 like you do in a career. You have to figure it all out for yourself. And so you have to find ways to get motivated even when you don't want to do work. And I'm incredibly competitive. And I'm one of those chip on your shoulder kind of people, probably because I'm short. So I grew up short. So I always was like, you know what? Tall man, I can take you down. Like that's always been my personality. And so anytime something like this happens, like somebody gives me a one-star review, I'm like, oh, it is on. I'm going to dominate now. Like just any perceived slight by anybody can fuel me for months.
Right.
Like, and I mean months, like it can be something that happened a long time ago and you've forgotten. And I'll be like, oh man, here we go.
Well, that's good because blogging is a long game. And to make money in blogging, you have to have a long-term motivation.
Yeah, there you go.
You brought us back.
Yeah, but it's relevant because, you know, there's some new stuff that we're doing with the Laptop Empires blog and so projects for Millennial Money Man. And part of what has gotten me excited about them is people fueling my hate fire.
There you go.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Coffee. You know, I got my coffee. I got my hate fire. We're good to go. All right.
Yeah. So let's talk about making money.
Let's talk about making money blogging. I mean, well, you kick us off, man. You're the expert on this.
Yeah, I guess I am
the Millennial Money Man.
I get this question from readers all the time because people see blogging and they see this platform that you build and like they stumble onto your website and they're like, how does this person make money? Now, I put out income reports and my site is very much designed to where you can see that income report like right when you get to the site, no matter what page you're on. But most bloggers don't do that. And so I think the perception is, especially when I was first starting, was that the only way that it's like these people must be making a bunch of money on ads. I think that's what most people think from the beginning is like ads are the number one way to make money. When in reality, for me over the past, I don't know, year and a half just since we started Laptop Empires, like my ad revenue has dropped from several thousand dollars per month to less, but it's been kind of like on purpose because I hate ads. That's just one it's like a web of income streams that you can create
right.
when you're blogging. And the ads are like one, and it's the least consequential for most bloggers that I know. There are some people that create niche sites that just drive a ton of traffic and they make a lot of ad revenue. But for the purposes of what I'm doing, like the ads are very, very small part of the equation.
It's interesting because that translates to a lot of different platforms. So as I'm getting ready to go into like the world of YouTubers, you know, I've been doing a lot of research on that. And it's interesting because most people think, okay, the way that you make money on YouTube is the ad revenue, you know, the pre-roll, the mid-roll, all that kind of stuff. And I thought that too. I really did. But as I'm looking at it, they're like, no, that's not really the case. If you're coming into being a vlogger and you think that the ads, like at Google AdSense and like the different things that you have on YouTube is what's how you're going to make your money, you're not going to survive. Like you have to have other things. And so what it really is, a blog, just like YouTube, it's your platform that you're putting content out on to build an audience, to drive traffic. And then your income, some of it is ads, but it's a minor piece. That's usually, I always think of that money as like, it helps you mitigate your ad cost, like your traffic costs and things like that if you run paid traffic. But it's other things. It's affiliate income. It's list growth. It's, you know, courses. It's coaching. It's other services. It's the different things that you're providing to the audience that are really making you the money.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a big believer in trying to make your income streams as controllable as possible. And that's why I think you've seen with Laptop Empires and with Millennial Money Man, the main income for the site is courses because you know, we own those, like we own those courses and then we have an email list, which we also own. So we own the distribution channel and we own the product. So I feel like, you know, and there's a lot of different ways to do blogging, but that's just the way that we're doing it because, you know, you can make a lot of money and you have full control over it. And then, you know, kind of underneath that, you've got affiliate income, or actually, you know, kind of with that, you've got things like coaching and freelance services. Right. I used to do blog coaching all the time where I'd jump on the phone for an hour with a blogger and I charge like $100. And that was several years ago. So that's another one you can control. And then, you know, after that, you've got freelance services, which you and I both do freelance services. And that's kind of services that you run through your blog, but it's not necessarily blogging. You know what I mean? And then after that, you've got affiliate income, which I have friends that make a ton of affiliate income and it's a great way to make money. And I make money with affiliate income, but it's a little bit less controllable because you're kind of at the mercy of the affiliate. Actually, I have one of my good blogging friends. I'm not going to say their name because they probably don't want me to say this, but they had a huge drop in affiliate income just because one of their main affiliates decided to change the terms of the way that they do payouts and the way that they, what's considered a lead or what, and what's not.
Right.
So, and then after that, I feel like you have ads and I might be missing something. I mean, there's so many different ways to make money blogging. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to dive into these a little bit before let's start with the ads, because I think, and you've said this on other episodes, but I think it's worth repeating and it's relevant for this episode. There are different ad platforms and there's different traffic goals that are related to them. You know, and one of the things when we released the Facebook ads for bloggers course and with you doing paid traffic, we said like, look, running paid ads to get affordable clicks to your website, affordable traffic to your website allows you to make money faster, especially through ads and affiliates, because you're getting more eyeballs on those things and you're able to increase your traffic numbers. And the traffic numbers are the thresholds that allow you to go into those different platforms. So can you go through those gateways for our listeners that they don't know, like this one's available at this point, this one's available at this point, because I think it's important and it gives you milestones of traffic that you need to reach either long-term organically or quicker with paid traffic to get there so you can make more ad income.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the first one that everybody always starts off with is just Google display ads. And, you know, like new bloggers all the time, they come to me and they're like, should I monetize my site or should I put ads on my site from the beginning? Which my answer is usually no, because when you're talking about ads, you have to have significant traffic to make, you know, significant income. There, I tell people all the time, like I quit my job after I made $3 off of Google ads. And that's legit. Like I made $3 but it took me like months and months and months to make $3 from these display ads because there's just no revenue there because I didn't have enough traffic. But the progression that you kind of a lot of bloggers go through is first they try Google Ads and it doesn't work. Then they build up their traffic to a more significant number. So the first one that I see a lot is Mediavine, which is basically Mediavine, and the other one I'm going to talk about, AdThrive. They're just services that run your ads for you. They take all of the people that are on their ad network, all the bloggers, and then they kind of bulk sell that. They sell that to these different advertisers, and they kind of negotiate better deals for everybody. They manage all of your ads, like their team manage the ads, and they make money they take a cut off of what your ad revenue is. So that's how they make money, but it's a done for you service. And that's the first one is Mediavine. And that's, I believe you have to have 25,000 users per month, unique use per month. And so that's the first one. And that one, people say great things about it. For me, I built mine up using Facebook ads. I built mine up to 100,000 views per month. And I applied for AdThrive, which is probably the more popular of the two. That's what most of my pro blogger friends are on, AdThrive. And it's the same thing. It's just a little bit higher barrier to entry. And so they take people with higher traffic and they sell that, you know, that space to everybody else, to the advertisers. So it's really convenient though. I mean, if you're going to put ads on your site, you can just email your rep and be like, hey, I want to make more revenue. How do I do that? And they go through your site and they look at it and they're like, okay, well, you could put this ad at the bottom and you could do this at the top and you can do this in the sidebar. They can space out the amount of ads that go through your feed as people are scrolling through your blog posts. And what I've done, I used to have a ton of ads on the site and I was making a ton of money. I've slowly scaled it back because of the courses and affiliate income and all those other things. Like, I didn't need that anymore. And I feel like it makes the reader experience better. So now it's just like we have some ads running just to recoup some of the Facebook ad spend. And it doesn't recoup all of it anymore, but it just kind of, I don't know, kind of cushions the blow. It just kind of gives you consistent income. And there will be a day where I don't have any ads on Millennial Money Man. I think that day is coming sooner rather than later because we have so many different things set up now. We've spent the last 9 months like creating all of these, you know, funnels and ways to make money with courses that it's going to be a higher quality user experience with no ads at all than it would, the money that I make from ads is worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, I tried to go to a site the other day, something we were talking about, and I pulled it up on my phone and I could not navigate the site because there were so many display ads on there. Like, I just couldn't. And so I just was like, screw it. And you have to worry about that. So there's a fine balance there. But the other part of the balance is then you've got like, you know, one of our students, Miranda, took the Facebook ads for bloggers course. And she posted the other day and sent us this message and is like, Facebook is officially my number one traffic source. I had built up all of this audience on Instagram, was getting all this traffic from Instagram, was using Pinterest, SEO, all these different things. And in the short time since I started using this, because she was getting like 2 cent clicks with Facebook,
right. Yeah.
It's like I'm now driving more traffic with Facebook than my next biggest item. And my ads on the site are bringing in enough money, and my affiliate links, the two combined, are bringing in enough money that they're paying for my ads and then some. So now she's, because she knows that, she's able to increase her budget on the ads, drive even more traffic. And because that's a profitable funnel, if you will, she's able to basically just keep going and going and going. And when you can do that, you can just pump it full of traffic. She's about to grow really, really fast because she's using ads in her affiliate links in a way that she's doing what you and I do, which is say, these items are going to mitigate our costs so that we can scale. Like, you know, the courses are the big income, you know, and that doesn't mean that you can't make more money with affiliates, right? Like, but it's more the ads we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We look at the ads as recouping ad cost.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically a break-even funnel, which we've talked about and for people that don't know what that is, I mean, it's a funnel that recoups enough to where it breaks even, but then you're growing your email list or and that's the big deal. You're growing your email list. So people wonder like, okay, there are a lot of people when we talk about the Facebook ad thing, and I'm not trying to turn this into a Facebook ad podcast, but there are a lot of bloggers that are going to see the things that we're doing with Facebook ads, and they're going to be skeptical because they're like, well, that's not the way that I've been told that you're supposed to grow it. And the deal is, like, you can create that break even funnel really, really quickly with Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. And then you can scale your email list very quickly. And then whenever you come out with a product or you want to do an affiliate launch, you have an email list that you own that you can send your product to, and you're going to make more money. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's 10 times better than Google traffic or better than Pinterest traffic. All I know is that it's fast as hell. And in 3 years, I was able to go from nothing to what we're doing now.
Right.
And it's crazy growth. And people, like, they sit there and they're like, you know, how are they doing this? And it's like, because we did a faster traffic strategy. And it doesn't mean that we're not working on Google. It doesn't mean that we're not working on Pinterest. Like, that's
nope. It's just, we have our secret weapon, Coral.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that's the key is creating that break even funnel with either, mm-hmm. you know, you're running paid traffic and you're getting affiliate income back, or you're getting ad revenue back. And then you provide freelance services on top of that for the first, let's say, year or two, where you do freelance writing or you do digital marketing work. And that's where your income comes from. And you're growing your blog for free. And then right. you can do what I did, where I was making a living with the freelance, you know, the digital marketing stuff. But then, like, when I introduced the first course, we did, you know, six figures. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to do six figures, but that's a clear path to growth that doesn't involve hoping that your site ranks number one for something or hoping that you go viral on Pinterest. Like, it's just it's more controllable.
It's a strategic, it is a strategic implementable plan instead of a hope and a prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's if more bloggers did that, and again, it's like people get so offended because they're like, oh, you're saying Google's bad, or oh, you're saying Pinterest bad. Like, that's not what it is. I'm just saying this is a faster way to make money and use these affiliate income streams and these ad revenue streams to grow your blog. And it's just, I don't know. I'm going to keep talking about it until I'm blue in the face because I want more bloggers to actually make it. So many that don't. It's like, this is the path, you know, but we just have to get the message out there.
Yeah. And here's why, like, if you can't tell from the last 10 seconds, Bobby's really passionate about this. We both are, but he is especially. And here's why, because, you know, we talk all the times about, like, there's a few things that put a smile on Papa Bob's face, right? Like, you know, people paying off their student loans that have followed him, or landing a client in the Facebook side hustle course. But the thing that makes him sadder than anything else is bloggers that give up, because we know how transformative it can be.
Yeah, there's a lot to give up, and it's just unfortunate. And I think as a blogging community, you know, we all, you know, talking about revenue streams, like, we all push hosting. We all push Bluehost hosting or whatever, all the different Namecheap, all the ones that all these bloggers push that have these affiliate links, they make money back from them. I feel like it's a disservice if you push that as a side hustle or you push that as a way to make money, which blogging legitimately is, but then you don't give some kind of clear path for success afterward. And I see it all the time where people are like, hey, start your blog and you're going to make a lot of money, which that's fine. Like, if that's what you need to say to get people to buy the blog, okay, but there better be something on the back end of that that's like, now here's how you can go out and actually make this a reality. Because if you're going to sell the dream and you're not going to show them how to get to the dream, that's wrong, in my opinion. So that's why it's like the Facebook ad thing is, you know, it's the fastest way that I know of to get to the dream.
Advertising is the small money. Right. Let's talk about the big money, not the really big money, but the big money, which is going to be the coaching, the consulting, and the freelance services. And you and I are big believers that when you're starting out as a blogger, you need to have some sort of bigger ticket, time-based thing that you provide. It is a service that you provide, leveraging your expertise, where you're giving up time for money. And the end goal with the blog is not to give up time for money, but you need to make money. You need to build an income, because either you need to be able to leave your job so that you can focus on the blog full time and really grow it, or the blog is your job and you need to make money to make a living and feed yourself until you make it. And the way you do that is by sharing your expertise or developing a skill and selling it. So the sharing your expertise is if you have an expertise people are willing to pay for, the coaching and consulting route. The freelance thing is if you're going to learn digital marketing, copywriting, you're going to be a freelance writer. You need to do something that's going to pay you a chunk of cash so you can earn money pretty quickly. You know, that's with, once again, the Facebook side hustle course. Now we're talking about another course, teaching people how to manage Facebook ads for local businesses, because it's something you can do in 2 to 3 hours a week, and you can make, you know, a couple $1,000s extra per month in that short period of time. It's what Bobby did when he started his blog to make money. You know, it's what I do, you know, at the agency. It's a great service that you can provide to make money until all the blog stuff working, until you build up that affiliate income or you have a course or whatever. But on the flip side, there's the coaching consulting. I do a lot of coaching consulting, and I've done that since day one. Here's the secret. You need to be careful. What you don't want to be is one of these 20-year-old life coaches that has no life experience, but is going out there and trying to teach people how to live the best life or how to do this. You don't want to be a business coach that has no business experience and has not grown a successful business. I'll tell you, there's a person in my life, okay? There's a person in my life that I know that coaches people on how to build and grow seven-figure businesses, and this person has never built a six-figure business.
Good Lord.
For themselves, okay?
It's ridiculous.
That bothers me a lot.
That bothers me too.
A lot, okay? So don't be that person. But if you can learn how to provide a service, you can go provide it, or if you have a skill and you can go provide it. You know, I do two types of coaching and consulting these days. On the consulting end of things, like, there's a lot of businesses that I go in and I help them and I audit their ad accounts, help them figure out their strategy for their marketing, if they're planning a launch or or they're trying to grow and they're trying to figure out how everything should work. And I go in and I help them with that, because I've been doing that forever, right? Like, and by forever, I mean like business forever. I've been doing that for 3 or 4 years now, which is a long time. Like, so people are paying me to go in and just like hop on the phone and help them figure that stuff out. That's good money, right? Like, you know, one of those clients pays me $2,500 a month for 2 1-hour phone calls per month. Right. That is what it is. Right. But then on the coaching side of things, like, I've got people that are building digital marketing agencies that they're paying me same kind of setup, 2 1-hour calls per month, trading my time for expertise. I'm showing them how to hire their first employees, how to manage those employees, how to set up their systems and processes, how to start automating certain pieces of it, to figure out what things in their agency to keep and to eliminate. Because that's the one thing, like, with me building my agency, there are people that make more money than I do. And there's probably people that have bigger teams than I do, but my systems are clutch. Like, that is something that I've figured out and that I do very well. So that's an expertise I have. I look at my agency like McDonald's. I want it to be good enough that it can be franchised. Mm-hmm. And so they come to me and I show them, like, here's the system, and they implement my system into their digital marketing agency and they run it. So if you have a skill like that, like Bobby's blog coaching, where he could help people consult on blogging, or you have something from a past life that you can help somebody with, maybe you're starting a blog, but maybe you were you edited video, or you were a graphic designer, or you did something and you're like, you can help other people with that skill, like, build that up. Like, you can use that to make bigger money. And it's important to have that bigger money, because if you don't have the money, you can't continue doing the blog thing while it builds up. So figuring out, and here's the deal. If you don't have a skill, right? Oh, here's an interesting one. When I was getting started in the business stuff, I had a full-time job. But my first consulting kind of thing that I did, I used to do business formations because I'm an attorney.
Right.
I forgot about this. So, like, $1,500 a pop, I was setting up LLCs for people and doing all the paperwork and getting all that together. And that was something that I could do pretty quickly. And so I was just cranking through those, and I would do like one a week. And that was, so if you've got any kind of skill, it doesn't have to be related to your blog. Like, but if you don't have a skill, then you want to do something like go learn how to run Facebook ads for local businesses, or learn to do copywriting, or be a freelance writer. You know, I think there's a lot of bloggers. Like, if you're already writing as a blogger, go be a freelance writer. Go help bloggers that don't have enough time to write more or doing a ton of content and get paid to write articles and to practice your craft.
I agree with all of that. And I think the thing that people, if you're a blogger, what you need to realize about all of these things we're talking about. It's not just having one, you know, income stream that's like the ultimate income stream. Because I see that all the time. People always, bloggers love to argue about like, what's the ultimate way to do this, an ultimate way to do that. The reality is I'm a successful blogger and I do all this crap that we're talking about. Like I do the digital marketing stuff still. I do, you know, affiliate income. I do ad revenue. I just opened up a mastermind with somebody, which is basically group coaching. We do the course sales. We have multiple courses. I think if you look at it that way, where it's you're layering these things on top of each other, income streams, that's going to protect you from losing revenue all at once, because this is traffic related, but it's still the same thing. Like, let's say you're somebody that has a ton of Pinterest traffic and that's your main acquisition strategy and affiliate income. Like that's
what happens when Pinterest slams you with their new algorithm next year.
Yeah.
If that's your traffic source, because that's happening, that's going to happen.
That's happening. That's the long-term one, or, you know, midterm one, kind of where they're going to start throttling traffic. But you know what I'm seeing now a lot? Pinterest is shutting people's accounts down with zero warning. They are losing all of the people that followed them, all of their traffic, and there's no recourse. Like they email Pinterest and they're like, hey, I just lost everything. What's going on? And Pinterest comes back and says, sorry, like you violated our policies or whatever, and you're done. And that, let's say you're, this is why as an entrepreneur, you always have to have some money set aside in case something bad happens. But like, if you double down on one traffic thing or one traffic stream, one income stream, you're setting yourself up for a really bad time. Whereas for me, I know that if I have a really bad affiliate month, or if I have a really bad month with course sales, or a really bad month with mastermind stuff, like I still have my digital marketing work, or I could pick up the phone and start getting on people and doing like $350 an hour blog coaching calls. Like
100%.
That's the long-term play. So we're talking about all these things. They're all great. Like any way you can make money. That's the other thing about this ultimate way to make money and all that crap. Any way you can make money as an entrepreneur is a good way to make money, as long as it's legit and legal.
I want to say two things before we continue on this, because I think this is a good point. That's a great point. One, to go back to the last one about the bigger money stuff. People have asked me all the time, like I get this from my family, like, well, what happens when all this stuff you're doing doesn't work anymore? And I'm like, here's the deal. If all of my stuff disappeared today, I know that within 30 days, I could go out and get four coaching clients that are paying me $2,500 a month to teach them what's in my brain, right? And so I feel comfortable. I can take risks because I know if everything fell apart, marketing is still marketing. And I built up enough of a reputation that I could go out within 30 days and I could do that and have a great income and then find out something else that doesn't take as much time and leverage my time better. So you want to have something like that. Like you mentioned, digital marketing is a fallback. Blog coaching is a fallback. There's a lot of other things. You could do more higher ticket consulting as well. So that's important. The next thing is I just kind of took a shot at Pinterest. I'm not taking a shot at Pinterest. And we've been talking about this a lot lately because it's an easy example. But we love Pinterest. I didn't know anything about Pinterest. And then in the last 6 months or so, I'm a dude. I wasn't getting on Pinterest, but I've discovered how powerful it is with traffic. And I've started to do more research into it. We're using it pretty heavily. Like it's a big part of our strategy. The reason we keep bringing it up, we're going to use the hell out of it, but we know how these things work and we know the algorithm's coming. They've said it's coming. So, you know, we're not taking a shot at it. We're sending out a warning that if you're relying on that traffic source right now, you need to make sure you have a backup traffic source, because you don't want to be the people that were relying on their Facebook page traffic. And then it went from 100% of your fans seeing your content to 10% of your fans seeing your content to 2% of your fans seeing your content, and you lost all your traffic.
Yeah.
So
that's important though, because I think this is something that happens across every platform. Doesn't matter what it is. This is business. Like businesses die all the time because of stuff like this.
You have to protect yourself. That's why you need to have income coming in from multiple different places in multiple different ways. That way, if one fails, the others can hold you up. Having four legs on a table instead of a three-legged table. And it's even better if you can have a five-legged table.
Well, and here, I'll just get like, we tell people everything here. Like the grand master plan for Laptop Empires, we've got a lot of people come from Millennial Money Man. for Laptop Empires itself, we have a writing team. We're going to be focusing on Pinterest and paid traffic. So we're going Google, Pinterest, Facebook, and then you've got your personal brand. You're going to hit YouTube, and that's going to sell courses for YouTube, Laptop Empires.
Yep. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook traffic.
Right. So like when we talk about like diversified, like this is, we're practicing what we preach. We are diversifying not only across different traffic streams, but across different brands to the same products. Like yep. that's, and it's a continual, you're always trying to diversify. You're always trying to do that. And we're going to do affiliate income. We're going to do probably not ad revenue too much with Laptop Empires, I would imagine, but we're going to do affiliate income. We're going to do course sales. We're going to do coaching stuff. I mean, like, it's like you're vertically and horizontally diversifying income yep. streams and traffic. So I want people to understand like this is something that we believe in, and we're not just saying it to say it. You need to do this, or you run the risk of losing your business.
Yeah. So let's wrap this talking about courses, which is one of our favorite because it's the one that we have the most control of, and you get to do what you want. And we love doing what we want. We love doing things our own way, like and breaking the mold. And that's kind of a little bit about what Laptop Empires is about, is building the life you want in the way you want and not being afraid to go outside of what everyone says you have to do. And usually when you zag and everyone else is zigging, you're going to grow faster and you're going to do well. And we firmly believe that. And so courses and affiliate income, I think, go in a similar category. We haven't talked enough about affiliate income, but we're going to do another episode on that soon. But courses and affiliate income, I think, go in a similar category because they're the time leveraged income that can scale almost indefinitely. And so if when you're starting a blog, if the display ads help you kind of get back your traffic cost, and some of the coaching, consulting, some of these service type things are the big money that help you make money early on, the affiliate income and courses are, that's where you can really start to make good money that you make while you're sleeping. And you and I like courses because courses allow us to help people with the things we see they need help with. Right. And so Facebook Side Hustle, a way for us to help create more good, ethical, like high quality, good shit, human being entrepreneurs, right? That there's that. And then, you know, and for them to help people make money so they can achieve their financial goals and to get to really have an army of people doing, providing that service that don't suck, because there's a lot of really, really bad ones out there. And there's a lot of courses that produce really, really bad ones. And then with the blogging one, like the, you know, help bloggers last, stick around, grow their traffic, grow faster, have more traffic, make more money, like because of that traffic. But so we're trying to fill needs and things that we want to help people with, but it's a great way to make money while you sleep. And the same with affiliate income. And I think, you know, we've really started to see like, there's a lot of people that it's like, I make all my money from affiliate income, and those course people, you know, you know, and I feel like there's course creators that do the same thing. And
that's so short-sighted.
Yeah, you and I are like, okay, the course stuff is doing well. So, hey guys, guess what Bobby and I are focusing on for quarter 4? Affiliate income.
Affiliate income.
And we're going to be doing some really cool stuff that is going to be different than what everybody else in the industry is doing. We'll have to do a podcast announcing that when we're ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
But like we're going to, you know, we're doing some cool stuff to focus on affiliate income, because that is something, if you go look at, We need to write a Laptop Empires income report. We have one. Those are not going to be, I think. But if you go look at Bobby's income reports, or you look at the Laptop Empires income report, like affiliate income makes good money, but it's not course money for us. But we want both, you know. And then there's sponsorship. And there's all these different things. So we're going to be working on it. But first, you got to make money. Right. And that's where the trade your time for money kind of thing. But the end goal of this is not to trade your time for money. So that's why, I mean, that was one of the reasons Bobby and I wanted to produce a course, because we both needed more time leverage. We needed to diversify. And so the courses, the affiliate money, that's what helps you make 5 figures a month or 6 figures a month, 6 figures a year or 7 figures a year, because those are the things that you can scale the income without scaling your time commitment too much.
Well, and I think that the goal is, this is kind of a higher level thing and more personal finance related, but you, as an entrepreneur and as, you know, as entrepreneurs, both of us, we're probably always going to trade our time for money in some capacity because we enjoyed working like this. But
yeah,
the goal is to get to the point where you don't have to, or you can right. trade your time for money in ways that you enjoy doing, but
yeah.
again, you still don't have to. Like we might do, you know, 20 years from now, there's a good chance that we're going to be making a lot of money while we sleep, either through our investments or through our businesses that we've set up and kind of automated, but we're still going to be yeah. doing stuff to trade time for money. So
yeah,
that all just to bring it back to what we're talking about though, it's, you know, that trading time for money is not a dirty thing. It's, and no. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. They're like,
it's essential early. It's
yeah.
essential early.
I know people that make crap loads of money in, you know, quote unquote passive income with affiliate income that work their asses off. Right. And like that, in none of these things that we're talking about, they all take work. So if you're like, oh, I don't want to do digital marketing because it's going to take too much work. Well, guess what? Building out affiliate streams takes a lot of work. Building up traffic takes a lot of work. Courses take a crap load of work. Like it all
you
takes
know what? You know what's more work than providing a freelance service to somebody? Trying to build your affiliate income.
Lord, yeah, I know.
Like it's
true.
It's a lot more work. You know, I think it's interesting too. You know, there's a lot of talk about FIRE, and you and I always kind of joke that we're more like Fern, you know, like financially independent, retire never, you know, it's one of those things. Like we feel like we have now the income to do the things we want to do, to go travel Europe with our wives, like to go do fun stuff. But at the same time, we're never going to be able to stop working because this is fun. Like I could record podcasts every day. It's awesome. I love it.
Right.
You know, like there's a lot of things about work, but we are starting to retire the work that we don't like doing. We're retiring from the work that we don't want to do by outsourcing it to other people or eliminating it, you know? But you have to do things to build up to where you can get to that point. And then you start eliminating the things you don't want to do. And right. and that's, I would love if all I did was manage the team and play with systems in Asana and create content. And that was like my job. I would love my job. And we're getting close to that, you know, like that's yeah. Courses and affiliate income. There's a lot of stuff that you can, you know, those are big. Those are big ones to make money on your blog, but they do yeah. take work. They're more passive in that Dude. You're going to wake up to a notification that you made money, but you had to do all the work to get that in place. You had to build the funnels. You had to build up the traffic. You had to do the copy for the page. You know, like your affiliate stuff, you're totally redoing your Bluehost blogging stuff for that, you know, like that's a lot of work. Like you've been yeah. working on it for weeks. So there's nothing that doesn't take work. But the passive part is that once you do the work, it's just maintenance work and optimization work, which is less time consuming.
Yeah, totally agree. I'll wrap by saying there's a good chance, Mike, that you made somebody in the FIRE community upset just now because yeah, here's all I'll say about this. I love FIRE people, but you guys have made your definition of what FIRE is so damn confusing for everybody else. Like somebody's going to respond to this podcast and be like, oh, FIRE doesn't mean this. It actually means this. And we're not trying to be rude to FIRE people when we say that we're not going to retire and all that stuff. You guys made it confusing, not us. So don't blame us.
I didn't know what FIRE was until I started hanging out with you.
Yeah.
And I've met a lot of FIRE people that I love. They're awesome, which honestly, if you guys know me, this is going to make Bobby laugh. Me saying that I've met a lot of people that I love is a big deal because I just generally don't like most people.
I think that's because you've been in the digital marketing space for so long and there's so many people that are shady in that industry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great people, but there's
shady. Yeah. But so there's, so yeah, no. So one, if I upset somebody, I'm sorry, but like
I was just like, yeah, I don't, you didn't really upset anybody. Like, I was just like, joking just
because I'm not trying to upset anybody, but no, I'm just my whole point was just like I'm gonna work forever.
Yeah, you know? No. I'm just messing with it. I have so many fire friends. I'm just messing with them, but they're very protective of what the definition of fire is to them, and what they've created this community where there's 500 different versions of the same thing that they're talking about, and they have they get mad when they don't get mad, but they're like, hey, you're doing a disservice to fire bloggers. So we're not doing that, but you guys need to figure out your definitions.
Shout out to my fire buddies, Gwen and Jay from Fire Drill, whose podcast I got to be on. Yeah. And I don't know if you've met them, but I'm excited to meet them FinCon. So,
they're cool. They're both cool. They're both really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pumped about that. I'm pumped to meet all of these internet people that don't really exist for the first time.
FinCon's gonna be really cool. We're gonna hang out with some cool people, plenty of fire people, plenty of people to make affiliate income. Just trying to bring it back to what we're talking about.
We're good. We're good. So that's how, guys, lots of ways to make money blogging. Obviously, we went through a bunch of them. We went through kind of the order a little bit, what we think is essential and understanding that. So hopefully this was helpful to you. Obviously, we're gonna dig way more detailed into different things. We're going to have a whole episode on affiliate marketing. We'll have, episodes on everything, courses. And we've already done that a little bit too. So, you got anything?
No, I'm good. Just work hard and try to make money as any way you can.
That's awesome.
That's my advice.
Thank you for listening to the Laptop Empires podcast. Please do us a favor, subscribe on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. I'm not even going to list them all. We don't want you to miss an episode. Texas forever. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.